SBS Radio.
In this bulletin, another school in Sydney closed as a student tests positive to COVID-19. Anti-government protests held in Belarus. And in sport, Australian endurance swimmer Chloe McArdle surpasses the men's record for the most English Channel crossing. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib. Students at a leading Sydney girls' school are self-isolating after a pupil tested positive to COVID-19. Sydney Girls High School is closed for deep cleaning today as it works with New South Wales Health to establish the infected girl's close contacts. All staff and students are being asked to self-isolate while that process is underway. The girl's case will be counted in today's official figures. Victoria's state of emergency has been extended until the 13th of September. It comes as the state recorded 279 new COVID-19 cases. Victoria's case numbers are continuing to gradually lower in the seven-day average, suggesting the worst of the second wave has passed. But Chief Health Officer Professor Brett Sutton says that doesn't mean the pandemic is over.
We're watching this with new lessons every single week, every single month. And I think there are some things that are clearly now embedded in our psyche. The fact that we've got masks, you know, people carry on wearing their masks as they're sitting in their car driving home. These are the things that we're going to start to embed behaviourally in our lives. I think the fact that we kind of have a radar around us for that 1.5 metres, that will continue.
Australia's coronavirus death toll is nearing 400. It comes after Victoria recorded 16 new COVID-19 deaths, raising the national total to 396. Of the new fatalities, 11 are linked to aged care facilities. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt has told Sky News that community transmission is a contributing factor in the aged care crisis.
Community transmission around the world drives cases into aged care, which come in asymptomatically with staff. And so the strongest defence is containment against community transmission.
Tens of thousands of anti-government protesters have gathered in the Belarusian capital Minsk as part of a nationwide action they're calling a March for Freedom. Unrest erupted in the country after longtime President Alexander Lukashenko claimed a landslide victory in last Sunday's election, the result of which has been disputed amid widespread allegations of vote rigging. At least two protesters have died and thousands have been detained since the vote. Speaking at the march in Minsk, opposition politician Maria Kolesnikova called for Mr. Lukashenko to quit and appealed to state officials to abandon him.
Everyone who used violence against demonstrators and other citizens in the streets, in police trucks and later in the police stations and detention centres, must be held responsible in accordance with the law of the Republic of Belarus.
Similar marches have been held in other large cities across Belarus. Thousands of anti-government protesters have gathered in Thailand's capital Bangkok for a rally that may test whether their movement has strength beyond the colleges where it has thrived. The student-led campaign has three main demands: new elections, amending the constitution, and ending the intimidation of critics of the government. Some demonstrators wore colorful costumes as they assembled at Bangkok's Democracy Monument. One protester says the current leadership is failing.
It is clear this government is inefficient, and they are also a dictatorship, and they violate the constitution. It is going to damage Thailand in the future.
And now to sport. Australian endurance swimmer Chloe McArdle has surpassed the men's record for the most English Channel crossings. The 35-year-old from Melbourne took 10 hours and 40 minutes to complete the 33.7-kilometer crossing after setting off from a beach in the English county of Kent. It was McArdle's 35th swim across the Channel, eclipsing the number set by Brighton Kevin Murphy, but still shy of the all-time record of 43 held by Englishwoman Alison Streeter. McArdle was granted an exemption to leave Australia despite coronavirus travel restrictions, as her feat was deemed to be in the national interest. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, showers are easing at 16 degrees. Adelaide, 17 with a shower or two. Melbourne, much the same at 16 degrees. Hobart, Morning rain, 15 degrees. Canberra, partly cloudy at 13. Wollongong, sunny, 19. Sydney, similar conditions as yesterday at 20 degrees. And the same for Newcastle, also sunny, 20 degrees. Brisbane, much the same, 23. Cairns, a sunny 28. And Darwin, a mostly sunny 32.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.